Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today. A little bit of an exciting week with the eclipse and everything else going on. Storms, all kinds of stuff has happened, but more to come. But it's good stuff. Fair time is approaching, even though it's not approaching, but it is approaching. And you're going to let us know.
That's right. You know, when April rolls around here in the office, we really start, I talked last week just about starting to fine-tune all of those summer activities that are going on. So I thought I would go ahead and talk briefly on fairs for the summer. I know that's not until July, but a big thing here in the month of April that we're finalizing here in the office is our fair books. We do have fair dates out there already, so make sure to get those on your calendar and you don't plan activities around those fair activities. I'll go ahead and mention those briefly here, Audrey. Franklin County Fair will be July 16th through the 21st. Osage City is July 24th through the 27th. Anderson County in Garnett is July 29th through August 2nd. And then Overbrook will be August 6th through the 9th. And so what I wanted to talk briefly on today is just it is never too early to start thinking about those fair projects that you want to take to the fair and start working on those now. I know when June rolls around and you're trying to finish all those projects, it seems a little overwhelming, or even just if you're a new 4-H'er, finishing just one or two projects can be overwhelming. So April really is a perfect month to be thinking about what do I want to take to the fair. May 1 is our due date to post those fair books. And so a really great thing for parents that I encourage them to do is to go in and print those off. We will put them online onto our Frontier Extension District website. And you can go and print those down and look at the different classes that are available for your 4-H member and really fine-tune what you want to take to the fair. There's always some rules and guidelines that you need to obey when you're turning in a project to the fair. So just make sure that you review those carefully and call with any questions that you might have if something's just not 100% making sense, to make sure that you get it correct when it's turned in to fair then come July. So it's never too early to start thinking about those things. But while I've got everybody's attention this morning, I would also just like to give a shout out that fairs are a community event. They are just not for the 4-H'ers. Actually, the 4-H is just one small aspect of fairs. And there are things for open class events. Audrey, I know you always bring some stuff to the fair, and I always love to see what you bring in. We'll have to talk about that here in just a minute. But there are open class, we call them open class opportunities. And so I encourage anyone in the community who's thinking about flowers or baking, or Audrey, why don't you share what you've brought in to the fair in the past real quick?
A lot of knitting and quilting.
Yes.
That's what I've usually done. And my son, he even learned how to weave. And so he made a wall hanging and won a ribbon.
Yes, yes. So it's really fun for the community to get involved too as well. There's lots of different divisions out there for the community. Again, that fair book will be posted May 1, and I just encourage you all to pull it up and see, gosh, what could I enter in the fair? I always love to give my dad a hard time. He loves to garden, and he claims he has the best tomato in Franklin County, and I'm like, why don't you prove it and bring it to the fair? And that's what fairs were designed around, was that kind of that fun community camaraderie with a little healthy competition to push each other to do better and to learn and grow from each other and experience it all in one big event at the fair. So yes, that will be coming out, and I know that seems crazy to think about July, but the sooner that you can get on that, start wrapping your mind around what we need to take to the fair, because some of those projects need that much time to think through and work through. So anyways, let us know if you have any questions. We're here to help as always, and although I know it seems 3 months away, it will be here before we know it.
My biggest question, you've got guidelines on how to proceed with the projects. My question is, Are there any guidelines on narrowing it down? Because there are so many different possibilities.
That is a great question for my 4-H'ers. I always love to tell them, especially if you're a new family or a new 4-H'er, don't bite it all off at once. You'll feel overwhelmed. You know, one great thing about our program is that kids get to belong to it till they're 18. So there is plenty of time to experience all the different opportunities that are available in 4-H. So just hone in on a couple different projects, and we learn by doing. So don't be afraid to get in there, ask questions, and just explore and experience it all through the lens of your child as a 4-H'er. And just know it's okay to come and not understand it all at first, but that we learn by doing, and each year your child will grow in that project and that experience.
And they might even find something new that they really, really like that they didn't expect.
That's right. That's what we hope, right?
That is what we hope. Yeah, I know. I've found plenty of things to try. It's like, no, I'm never going to, well, maybe, yeah. And then it becomes your new favorite thing. Oh, wow. It's weird to think that it's coming up so quickly, but it is, and I am looking forward to it. My son's already asked, so when is the fair coming again?
Well, we look forward to seeing him there this summer.
Absolutely, and we look forward to seeing you too, and we will look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you very much for joining us, Jessica. Always fun to talk to you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.